Hello and welcome back to another live edition of Ball is Life. I'm your host, DJ Roughhouse. With me, I have DJ... Hold on, we'll be right back really quick. We're having some technical difficulties. All right, sorry about that. We're back, and this is Ball's Life again. I am DJ Roughhouse, and with me again, I have my co-host DJ Smoove and DJ DV, and then we also have DJ Mac Daddy. It's a new nickname because we were flipping around a lot of DJ names, but she's not going to be talking on the show, but we just wanted to show her that she's here. So we're going to be breaking into – we're listening to Penguin Radio, by the way, radio.dominican.edu. And we're going to be talking about the upsets that nobody called on the brackets
exactly,
for the ESPN.
Yeah,
so, Smoove, you want to break into that?
Yeah. It was, let me tell you, first of all the listeners out there, my bracket was gone after like the second game. Like, it was just gone. UAB beat Iowa State. Wow. My roommate, Russell, he had Iowa State going to the Final Four, and his bracket was just done after that game. So we go UAB, Georgia State.
Georgia State. Call Georgia State.
Ball is Life. Own.
Ball is Life.
Frankie called that one.
I wish I called that West Virginia, though, over Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big one. That was really unfortunate. And then we got...
Who else?
Oh, Arkansas over Wofford.
Oh, well, yeah,
Wofford.
Yeah, it was just everything I said. Let's not get into the SMU UCLA. That was such a horrible call. DB, what do you have to about that call?
I don't think I could say it on the radio, but it was a horrible call.
It was.
He clearly airballed it. I was watching it, and he clearly airballed it. And the other opposing team's player went up to grab it, called it. Bracket buster.
Bracket buster.
Yeah. There goes my SMU team that I had going deep. I was just, everything I was saying previous show, just discard it because there was nothing, I was not saying anything. I was not saying any anything valuable.
What about Xavier over Ole Miss? Didn't you have Ole Miss?
I did have Ole Miss. It was just bad. I just want to let everyone know it was really, really bad.
Yeah, and then Northern Iowa over Wyoming. I think that was a lot of people had Wyoming in that upset. A lot of people picked Albany.
Albany over
that was really bold
over Louisville. Yeah, I had Albany.
Dayton
too.
Over Providence.
I took Dayton.
And
then the second in the third round, the round of 32, we had a couple of number one seeds fell.
I don't want to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
Villanova lost to North Carolina State.
I had Villanova in the championship game.
Oh my gosh!
Why?
Yeah, why? That is a good question.
I like them.
You
and
like?
I like them.
I like them. Like I had. You know how you have that gut feeling.
Oh,
that they
yeah.
I had that
yeah.
about SMU.
Your whole bracket was a gut feeling. Let me just go.
I had that. Yeah, I had that about SMU.
But, I mean, I had a gut feeling about Villanova.
Michigan State over Virginia.
Yeah, I had Virginia
really
losing. I had Virginia losing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, that was a really good pick. Did not anticipate the Utes going this far.
Oh, Utah? Yeah, Utah, UCLA, Arizona.
UAB? Oh, yeah, they lost.
They lost to UCLA. But, yeah, no, just a lot of teams that I thought that were going to be weak and thought that they were going to have an early exit out of the tournament has really, you know, they proved me wrong, and they're playing, like, good. Like, yes, UCLA got that lucky call against SMU, but they have been playing.
Lucky.
Yeah,
they
but they've been
playing good,
really
though.
Good in the last.
Like, they were with SMU the entire game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a close game all the way to the end because they won on a goaltend.
Yeah, that was very controversial.
Extremely. So, other round of 32s, the guaranteed wins, Kentucky, even though I really thought Cincinnati could have.
Yeah, you were texting me throughout the game. You're like, just remember, I picked Cincinnati
yeah,
in this game.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't lose by that much. I thought it was a pretty close game.
What is your problem with Cincinnati, UConn? I mean, Kentucky.
Kentucky? I don't like him. Calipari said that he wants to go to the NBA to coach.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
did he
does.
Already? He did that already.
I tweeted, I'm like, bold prediction. He goes to the Pelicans. They win a championship.
Stop.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, no.
But apparently he said that he wants to go to the NBA as soon as possible.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, and then did you guys think West Virginia was going to be able to beat Maryland?
I don't know. That was a toss-up for me.
West Virginia's just a sleeper.
It was a toss-up for me. I actually don't remember who I...
Well, I had Buffalo going on, but West Virginia beat Buffalo, so, I mean...
Yeah.
But, no, that was a toss-up for me. I thought it would be a close game as it was, but, you know, West Virginia is good. And also, West Virginia, we can get into later, but they got a shot against Kentucky, but we'll get into that in the next segment.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. And then Notre Dame over Butler. I think Notre Dame's a really strong team, and I could really see them. I have them in my Final Four. And I could see them going pretty far.
I had them in my Final Four as well.
I think that they're going to have a really tough time against Wichita, which, again, we'll get into it. But that was such a big win over Kansas that they had in that Wichita-Kansas game. What do you think the big points were for that one? Was it just their shooting, DV?
Yeah, it was just their shooting. They came out shooting really well and paid off in the end.
Yeah, no, Wichita's always been one of those very good offensive teams
in
the tournament.
They've actually been a contender.
Didn't they make it to the Final Four a couple of years? Was it last year or a couple of years
ago? Last year they went undefeated.
Up until the very end. And then, I mean, Arizona. Arizona's really nice.
Yeah, I didn't think they would come out the way they did.
Arizona's a really strong team.
Yeah, I thought Arizona would not come out the way they did. I thought they were overrated. I thought they were soft. But, you know, they came out and they proved me wrong. I don't know about everyone else. I know everyone was giving them a high praise, but
they have like three or four really good core players.
Yeah,
that start, mm-hmm. and I think you know everybody piggybacks on them. Like,
yeah, does it start with Stanley Johnson?
It definitely starts with him being the star freshman. He's gonna spend, as soon as they lose, he's preparing for the NBA draft. It does start with him. He sets the tone for that team.
I actually played against Stanley Johnson in high school. He went to
Modern Day,
yeah.
And you went to
Long Beach Wolves.
How'd that end up? How'd that go?
Not too well. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Well, you brought it up, so.
I kind of walked into that one, I guess. All right. UCLA, how far can UCLA go?
They're done next round.
They're done? They're done against Gonzaga?
Yep. Definitely.
Oh, I don't know. Gonzaga has not impressed me at all.
They're here.
They are here, but
they're
still
look at the road. Yeah, look at the road
how they
got there.
Yeah, they played North Dakota State?
Yeah, North Dakota State. And then they beat Iowa.
They beat Iowa.
And now they're here.
I could see UCLA pulling off the upset and just, you know, making sure.
I actually had Iowa beating Gonzaga.
Well, I had.
But now they proved me wrong. Now I believe UCLA.
You know, you could do a new tournament bracket. Everything's up for the Sweet 16 on the ESPN Tournament Challenge. Now you can make a new bracket just with the Sweet 16.
Do I still get a billion?
No. I don't want to disappoint myself. I'm already sad.
Actually, my bracket still...
I went through a lot of Kleenex boxes.
According to my bracket challenge in NCAA March Madness, my bracket's still 65% right. So,
hey, that's nice.
I'm 6%. I think I'm lower. Hold on.
I would assume so, because your bracket was really bold.
Yeah, your bracket was just filled with...
A lot of bold things did happen.
Yes, they did.
But not the ones that you picked.
No. It was like the opposite.
I guess I walked into that
one
too.
We walk in everything.
Unfortunately.
I'd walk into a rake if it was in front of me.
But now back to the tournament. So a lot of upsets happen. A lot of things that were unexpected, but that's March Madness, and that's what we, you know, expect. We just don't know when it's going to happen or who's going to do it.
Yeah. Did you guys think that Oregon had a shot against Wisconsin, knocking them off?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think
I did. Actually, out of all the Pac-12 teams, Oregon was kind of my favorite.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, I'm not a big Oregon fan, but, I mean, I'm a big Jordan Bell fan. And watching him play and the way that their team was... I don't know, I was rooting for Oregon, I guess, against Wisconsin. But mm-hmm. I kind of knew it was inevitable that Wisconsin was going to win.
Yeah. It's just... I don't know. It was just a lot of good matchups. Like, there were a lot of close games. Like, yeah. If you think about it, if you look back at the scores, there weren't a lot of blowouts or a lot of games that were, you know, just out of reach. There was a lot of games that they were in reach in, like, crucial minutes of the
second half,
game.
Yeah.
there was a lot of actual games and not just one team starting five and the other team's third string coming off the bench and playing for pride.
Yeah, like the Kentucky-Cincinnati game, even though Kentucky won by 13, it was a lot closer than what the score tells.
So besides UCLA, the second highest seed in there is NC State. How far you think can NC State go? They got Louisville in the Sweet 16, but you think that they could make it to the Final Four?
They have proved a lot, especially against one of the best teams in Villanova. Like the DV said, a lot of people had them in the finals, if not the Final Four. So... And they proved a lot. They were more physical than Villanova, and they're a lot. I think they showed their physicality, and they proved to people that, oh, this team is for real, just not another underrated Cinderella team.
Yeah. DV, you got NC State going for?
I don't know. I want to say yes, but I want to say no.
Yeah.
Because, the tournament, the idea of the tournament throws everything off. I want to say Louisville all the way. I mean, not all the way, but like Louisville beating this team.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, oh, NC State's here. They have a reason to be here, and they're not going to go into the game, you know, lollygagging. So, you know.
Yeah, we're going to get more into the Sweet 16, those matchups in a little bit, and go into more depth in who we think is going to be able to make it farther. But going back to the round of 30 or 64, the NC State LSU game.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought that LSU. I had LSU going pretty far in one of my brackets. I had it going like Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. But in my main bracket, I had NC State winning. But do you think that LSU could potentially be making a far run in like
the
coming
just
years?
Because
they're young.
Uh huh. And the way they played NC State, they could have definitely played Villanova like that the way NC State did. So. It's just, you don't know. It's that, like, if this happened, what could have happened? So you just don't know. You just got to, like, I don't know, kind of move on and just go with what's going on. But out of, like, the first two rounds, starting with DV, what do you think was, like, the biggest surprise to you out of the first two rounds? Like, the biggest upset to you?
The first two rounds?
Yeah.
I would have to say...
Like, the biggest upset.
The biggest upset to me was... was that SMU UCLA?
Yeah.
That was the biggest upset to me. That really like made me mad.
Mm-hmm.
One, because they were so sure about the call. There was no. I don't know if they review in college or review.
I think they do. I think.
And I was watching the game live, and it just like it was kind of like I don't care for either team, but it was just so heartbreaking. Like just like really, you made that call to win a game. And it was clearly an air ball. It was just like, man, all right.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. But I would have to say that my biggest upset would have been the – oh, no, I lost it. The Ohio State game.
Oh, Georgia.
Ohio State VCU.
Oh, Ohio State VCU.
I mean, I didn't have Ohio State winning in any one of my brackets. I thought VCU was just going to come out and dominate.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see Noah Russ out there for Ohio State just getting BCU buckets.
Yeah.
I think I was just like, oh, man, they're going to win this game.
I think, what was his name, D'Angelo Russell?
Yeah, D'Angelo Russell.
I think he put somebody on the floor.
He did. It was all over hoop mixtape.
Jesus. No, he's nice. He's going to be.
Yeah, he is nice.
He's going to be a good pro, I feel like.
Yeah, he's going to be a good pro.
My biggest upset happened in the first round, and it was Georgia State over Baylor. Because I was...
I
really thought Baylor was going to make a deep, deep run.
Baylor.
And I was like, Baylor, you know, they could beat Kentucky. I was saying all this.
You talked them up so much.
Yeah, I was talking them up, gave them all this hype, and then they disappointed me in the first round to a 14 seed in Georgia State. You know, Georgia State's coach couldn't even walk. He was on a little rolling...
Yeah, he tore his Achilles celebrating.
His son was nice.
His son did have a
they were talking about how they're trying to bribe his son now, or the coach is trying to bribe his son to like with cars and like whatever he wants to keep him at Georgia State.
Wow.
And they're like, it's all legal because it's his son. Like, he could do that. But I could see him transferring.
Yeah, I had Baylor in the
final. I had Baylor in the Final Four. I was so sad.
Right before the Sweet
16. That was the first time when I started ripping my bracket in half, bro. Because after that, I was just like, really? Like, really? I was watching it at work, and I was so disappointed. I was in the break room just crying my eyes out.
It's okay. It's okay, son.
It wasn't okay.
Butler, Texas was another one. I had Texas winning in a few brackets.
Mm. Yeah.
And then Maryland. Didn't you pick that upset?
Against West Virginia?
No. Against Valpo.
Oh. Like that was a close game. I picked Valpo, but I knew it would be an upset if Maryland won. Because I knew they were the better team.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for our first segment with the upsets. We're going to be coming right back, break down the Sweet 16 and who we think is going to be going all the way to the championship. I am your host, DJ Roughhouse. I got with me DJ Smoove and DJ DV. And we'll be right back after this. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
so strange. Woke up to a world that I am not a part, except when I can play it stranger. After all, what were you really looking for?
Alright, welcome back to Ball is Life. Again, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, and I'm your host, DJ Roughhouse. Alongside, I have DJ Smooth and DJ DV and DJ Maggie Mags, I forgot to exit out. Sorry about that. But we're going to be breaking into the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight Final Four in the championship game. Let's jump right into it. Joe, can West Virginia upset Kentucky?
I think so. I think so.
You're wrong.
I think
it's
so.
It's not going to happen.
The West Virginia coach, head-to-head against John Calipari, is 8-2.
8-2.
8-2.
The coaches aren't playing.
I know, but what does that say? They're coaching the players that are playing.
It doesn't say anything.
It says a lot.
No.
No, like the coaches of West Virginia.
I know. I understand what he's saying, but I mean.
I'm thinking West Virginia's going to do this. All right. I don't want Kentucky.
I'm saying it's a possibility.
Oh, yeah. Anything's a possibility, but is it likely to happen? No.
I feel like it's 60-40 or 50-50.
50-50? Okay. Generally, like in a general view, yeah, one team can win and one team can lose. That's a 50-50. But realistically?
I don't know.
Anything's possible.
Anything happens. This is where amazing happens.
All right, DV, Notre Dame or Wichita State?
I'm going Notre Dame. I like Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Notre Dame can upset
Wichita,
Duke?
I mean, they're just so offensively talented.
They are.
Notre Dame.
I'm going the upset. I'm going Wichita State. Might as well.
Wichita?
I'm going Wichita State.
Notre Dame.
I'm going Notre Dame.
Wichita State.
All right, Wisconsin, UNC. Smooth.
Wisconsin.
Ooh, bold.
UNC.
Oh.
North Carolina.
All right, give me the reasonings.
North Carolina, they've Roy Williams, their head coach, he's been there before. He's going to set his team up. And also, UNC comes from the best conference in basketball, the ACC, and Wisconsin has not played any teams like that. So
You are right.
But DV, why you got Wisconsin?
The overall demeanor of the Wisconsin team makes me like them. But
makes sense.
At the same time, DJ Smooth has a point, as they come from a strong conference, and, you know, their coach has been there before. But I feel like Wisconsin's going to keep that.
Who you got, Roughhouse?
Oh, man, this is a really tough one. I'm, like, I'm standing on the fence. I mean, I'm going to go UNC just because I like the piece that the experience level that UNC has over Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that Wisconsin haven't really had the road to UNC. I feel like UNC's warmed up.
Yeah.
I don't think that Wisconsin's as warmed up. They haven't had the tougher matchups.
Yeah. I feel like UNC's poised to, you know, make some noise in these last couple of rounds.
Ooh, do you plan that? Poised for some noise?
Yeah, poised for some noise.
All right.
You should patent that.
Xavier, Arizona. I'm going to say Arizona 100%.
Yeah,
I'm
me
going
too.
Arizona.
Arizona.
Going Arizona. There's
no way.
Yeah, I don't see Xavier winning it.
Could NC State, we were talking about this early, DV, could NC State beat Louisville?
No. I mean, they can,
so now
of
you're
course.
Against it?
Of course.
Well, yeah, anything's possible, but you see Louisville beating NC State?
I don't see it happening.
Smooth.
I really thought Louisville was going to lose in the last round against, who were they playing?
I don't know.
I forgot who they were playing.
I can't remember. DB's on it.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Because it was a close game, and I thought the other team was going to make an upset run. And they were going to upset Louisville. They were playing Northern Iowa.
Yeah.
They were playing Northern Iowa, and I thought
that's a good game.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go NC State. I think they can do it. I really do.
Oh, man.
They beat Nova. They didn't just beat them. They kind of controlled them. And
it was a close game.
It was a close game, but at the end of the game, during crunch time, Villanova was playing NC State's type of basketball. NC State.
A seed fact for this. Sorry to interrupt you. Seed fact is the number four seeds have lost the past four meetings against number eights dating back to 2008.
History is on my side.
NC State, history is on your side.
I was 14 years old.
I'm going to go NC State on this one.
Yeah, I think NC State's ready. They're that Cinderella team.
You think NC State's the Cinderella team?
Yeah.
I think UCLA is a Cinderella team.
Anyway. No.
UCLA is beating Gonzaga.
They're the spoiled stepchild because they were given a game.
Nah.
Yes, they were given that game.
They were up anyways.
No, they weren't.
Oh, the goaltending call.
They were given game.
Then they beat a weak UAB team. Actually, yeah. I can't call them weak. They beat Iowa State. So.
Yeah, they did.
But they beat a UAB team.
Nah, UCLA is going to beat Gonzaga. All right, Oklahoma, Michigan State. Smooth.
Michigan State.
You just like picking upsets.
I'm just not picking upsets. I'm just really thinking about it, and I feel like Michigan State is more physical than Oklahoma.
Is it your gut feeling?
The seven seeds are 4-6 against the three seeds.
Yeah, I'm going Oklahoma.
I don't know. I think
Oklahoma
has history on its side.
They scored the same amount of points.
Despite history, I'm going Oklahoma. If you look at their stats,
they're even. This is like an even game.
So it's going to be a good game to watch.
Yeah.
I might watch this one.
I'm going to watch all of them.
They both score 71.
I said I was
going to
watch all of them
points.
Until my bracket just fell
collapses.
Apart. And then I got tired of watching them.
Because it kept collapsing.
Yeah.
I got so sad. I got so angry.
It's like trying to build a building with just using water. That's what it was like.
I see Michigan State in this game.
There we go.
All right, last one. Duke, Utah. This is a no-brainer. I'm going to say Duke.
Yeah, Duke.
I had Duke.
If you said Utah's move, oh, boy.
Just bold predictions. No, I'm going to be, logical here. Duke's going to win. Duke's just a way better team than Utah. Utah comes from the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Even though they got Arizona.
You like
UCLA.
Upsets and you hate the Pac-12.
I do. I didn't think they would have a good showing, but they were undefeated for the first 2 days, so... Till Oregon lost. I think Oregon's the only Pac-12 team that's been eliminated from the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, they're, I think, 8-1 in tournament play.
They're, the best conference. It's, it amazes me because everyone says how weak the Pac-12 is, but when it comes to tourney time, they're always, the strongest competitor.
Yeah.
They got off and on switch.
Ooh, good one. All right, so moving it along, we are now in the Elite Eight.
Okay.
West Virginia, Notre Dame, or Kentucky, Notre Dame?
Kentucky, Notre Dame.
I took, was it West Virginia, huh? So West Virginia versus Notre Dame?
Yes.
I mean, if West Virginia beats Kentucky, they're, I think, destined to go on. I'm going to take West Virginia. I'm just ride the bandwagon.
So West Virginia or Notre Dame?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. Oh, my goodness. All right, so... In this, we have the three seeds are 2-1. So Notre Dame has history on its side. Notre Dame also scores more points and allows less points. You're still going to go with West Virginia?
I'm still going West Virginia.
Oh, my gosh. And then you're saying Kentucky-Notre Dame, DB?
Yeah.
So then Kentucky beating Notre Dame?
Yes. Kentucky's
so
winning
you,
it
so
all.
So you have Kentucky winning it all.
Yeah.
All
I mean, it's not... Just look at their team. They have a starting five, and then they have another starting five. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but, every Goliath meets their David, so I'm just feeling West Virginia is that team.
Man, I'm liking West Virginia in this matchup.
You just like all these, stories that imply Cinderella, David,
so what
and Goliath.
Do you mean? it's okay. Well, I was talking about it today in one of my classes, so it was on my mind.
I want to hear what your next story is.
Okay.
So, DV, in this next one, we got
my life.
You have Wisconsin, Arizona, and you have UNC, Arizona. So, we're going to go DV first.
Okay.
So, Wisconsin, Arizona.
I picked Wisconsin, but that could really go either way. I picked Wisconsin out of a gut feeling.
Yeah, this game.
Just because, Arizona, they're pretty good. They're really good. So.
Yeah, their five is solid. They have a nice rotation, too.
Yeah, they have
a
good rotation.
They have bench.
Yes, they do.
But Wisconsin's also, they're just so big. Arizona's mainly really small, and they don't really have, the willpower inside.
They're kind of quick and
Yeah.
Quick, and they like they to run the outlets. They like to kind of run. Yeah, they like to run. And then Wisconsin's big, and they like to, you know, use their advantages.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could see Arizona just running out Wisconsin and making them mm-hmm. get tired.
Yeah. I feel like Arizona, you know, they proved me wrong. I really thought they were overrated, like I said before, but they proved me wrong in these first two games that I watched, and I feel like they might just dominate Wisconsin if they do end up facing Wisconsin. But I have them playing North Carolina, and I feel like Arizona is just going to wipe the floor with whoever they play at that in the Elite Eight.
So UNC's beating Arizona.
No, I got Arizona beating UNC or Wisconsin, whoever they play. I feel like Arizona's a legit contender.
I like UNC in this matchup.
Really?
I want to say that because the four seed. Oh, this isn't why I want to say it, but this is just another seed fact. The four seeds have won four of the last seven meetings against the seven or against the two seeds, including Kentucky's win over North Carolina in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I want to say that UNC is going to win is because they just score so many points. But they also give up a lot of points, and I understand that. But yeah. I think that UNC is just going to come out just scoring too many points for Arizona.
True.
But if UNC comes out and they don't score points, then... UNC has to play perfect is what I'm saying them to win. But I think they're going to be able to play that perfect game.
No, they're a very talented team, but I just feel like Arizona proved a lot to me this last week. And I feel like they're going to just... wipe the floor with whoever they play because they're just so talented. And like you said, they like to run and they like to just move the ball and control the tempo.
And looking at who UNC's played, they
play some talented teams. They played Arkansas.
They lost twice to Notre Dame, lost twice to Duke, beat Louisville twice, but lost once.
True. But so that was in the regular season.
Now I'm starting to rethink it. It's not back on the fence.
Yeah. That was in the regular season. I just feel like you just got to look what they did in the past two games. And I know they played Arkansas, who was a really good team. A lot of people had Arkansas upsetting UNC in the second round.
Yeah.
And I forgot who they played in the first round.
So I kind of want to go Arizona now. Okay, so moving down the line, you have Louisville against Oklahoma, and you have NC State against Michigan State. So we'll start with you. Who do you have in yours, DB?
Which game?
The Louisville, Oklahoma.
And who do you have in this one? Frankie, the Rough House, who do you have in this matchup?
Which one? Oh, I have NC State, Michigan State.
Louisville and Oklahoma. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Isn't that who you picked?
I picked...
Where'd you go?
I had Oklahoma in the Elite Eight, and then I have Louisville in the Elite
Eight.
Oh,
so you have Louisville, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, who do you have in Louisville, Oklahoma?
I have... When I think about it, I want to say Louisville. Because of what they did, what was it, two seasons ago? 2013?
Yeah. With Kevin Ware.
When Kevin Ware went down, when they had Peyton Siva.
He was nice.
Yeah, he was a really good addition to the team. But, you know, I want to say Louisville... But at the same time, the tournament feeling, you know, you doubt everything you decide. But in reality, I'm still going to go with Louisville because they still have some. I feel like I'm pretty sure they still have some of that team that was there a couple years ago. And, you know, I feel like they're going to Rick Pitino is going to be a good factor into that.
Man, I like Louisville. But I think, NC State's really nice, though. All right, so NC State, Michigan. Michigan State.
I got Michigan State.
Michigan State?
I think going head-to-head against NC State and Michigan State is just not a... I don't know, not a... it's going to be a close game, obviously. They're both... One's a 7 seed, one's an 8 seed, but... I just Michigan State. I don't know, again their physicality, and I just think they're gonna just dominate NC State in the paint and just control the paint area where you kind of gotta win like rebounds and like post game. You gotta kind of like win or keep it even to you know be in the game. And I just feel like NC State can do that against Michigan State.
Yeah. So I'm gonna switch it up. I'm gonna put Louisville, Michigan State.
Really?
And then I'm going to have Louisville winning.
That's wow. That's bold.
Yeah.
That is I'm bold. I'm
going to do that. All right. Very
Our
bottom.
Bold expert right here yeah. with his bold picks. DJ
I mean,
Roughhouse.
I did pick Georgia State.
Okay, you don't have to bring that up.
And I did pick UCLA.
Okay. Let's stop.
Wish I picked UAB, though. That was unfortunate. Yeah. All right, so heading down to the final slot in the Elite Eight. We got Duke and UCLA for Smoove.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Duke and you pick Gonzaga, right?
Yeah.
So we got Duke and Gonzaga. So can Gonzaga beat Duke?
No.
No. Gonzaga's not even going to be there, first of all, so I don't know why you picking him.
Wait, he asked me a question.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We got to keep
my
that
mic
facilitate.
On mute. Put my mic on
I'm
going to
mute you really quick. All right, so what you got? TV.
Gonzaga's going to move on. Duke's going to beat Gonzaga. It was a gut feeling. I had Villanova and Duke in the Final Four. But that's not happening because Villanova, they wanted to do something else. They had other plans. Duke is going to be Duke and Kentucky.
Duke, Kentucky in the finals.
Duke, Kentucky in the final.
All right. Duke, we got to get to the Final Four first.
No, just...
All right. Duke, UCLA, Smoove.
Duke. No question, Duke. UCLA, that's when, you know,
Okafor.
That's when it turns midnight and, you know, they're not Cinderella anymore. Cinderella has to go to sleep. Duke is going to win. Duke's going to win.
All right, so Final Four. We got Notre Dame, Arizona, Louisville, and Duke. Okay. And then, but DJ DV got Kentucky, Arizona, and then.
Kentucky, Louisville, and Duke.
Yeah,
Kentucky, Arizona.
Then Louisville and Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kentucky beats Arizona, obviously, and Kentucky wins it all against Duke?
Yes.
How is Duke going to get past Louisville?
One guy.
Okafor.
That man. When I watch him play, he
can just play. You know.
He can stay in the mid-range area, but he goes back to the basket. He really does.
Yeah,
no. He's so powerful in the way he moves.
Like, I heard. I heard like from one of my sources that one of the teammates he used to play in with Chicago. His name is Asar.
Oh yeah, Asar. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He actually taught him how to do that.
Really?
Yeah. They actually were in the gym a lot. You know, he was throwing lobs to him, or he was just coaching him up on his post game.
Hmm. Wow.
Shout out to my source.
I'm gonna look into that source.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I have some questions.
All right, Smoove. So you got Louisville Duke as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, you have Michigan State.
Michigan State Duke.
So Michigan State being Duke?
No, Duke's going to win.
Okafor?
Okafor's too nice. He's the best player in the country right now.
He's not the only factor on that team, but it's just really...
He's the best player in the country.
He's the best player.
Like, when it comes to crunch time, you need a bucket, you go to Okafor.
He can get 2 or 3 points.
Thinking about it, he's like the modern-day Christian Laettner for that Duke team, if you think about it. If you need a clutch bucket or if you need a big play, Jahlil Okafor is the one to do it.
Duke beat Louisville in the regular season by 11.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that should be noted.
Yeah.
As well as Notre Dame beating Duke.
Yeah, as well as Notre Dame beating Duke. So I got Duke as well advancing against Louisville. So now you got Kentucky, Arizona, and we already know that Kentucky's going to make it. So we'll get to your national game breakdown a little bit. But we got Notre Dame, Arizona now. So
I'm going to go Arizona. I am.
Good choice.
This might be a curse for Arizona because the last time I talk up a team, they just lose their next game. So sorry, Arizona fans, if you're listening.
Two seeds are 29-18 against mm-hmm. three seeds.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like, again, Arizona likes to run and they're going to just control the tempo. They're going to play their style of basketball and they're not going to allow the other team to dictate how they play the game and how the tempo goes.
I'm saying Notre Dame.
Really?
I'm saying Notre Dame over Arizona.
You always pick these bold predictions at the, like...
And you don't.
Riskiest times. Okay, you're right. that one. But no, he, like, goes all out. Like, his bold predictions are way bolder than mine. Like, I didn't expect Georgia State over Baylor or UCLA or SMU. So, you know.
I'm taking you
to Vegas, bro. I'm taking you to Vegas.
Just take him to 7-Eleven and get a lottery ticket. Don't need to go to Vegas. You can't even get in yet.
October. All right, so now we got the national championship game. Notre Dame, or you have Arizona, Duke.
Mm-hmm.
We all have Duke in the national championship.
Yeah.
Game.
I kind of, because in my original bracket, I had Kentucky, Duke, but I don't know. I just lost
in my
faith
original
in Kentucky,
bracket. I had Kentucky,
but I just threw my original bracket away.
Kentucky, Villanova in your original. Did we hear that correctly, DB?
Yeah, it was.
Who'd you have again?
Kentucky, Villanova.
Because what I really thought was, like, when I watched the Notre Dame play Duke, I thought that Duke just felt like I can see them falling apart more, mm-hmm. because they lost to that team. They could have beat them easily.
True.
And so I had, you know, I had, being Villanova being a one seed, I felt like they could, you know, make their way through to the Final Four,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, have to actually play it in that game. But, you know, they lost. They had other plans. And then, you know, now that I look at Duke, I can see, like, you know, them actually coming together, playing like a team again. Because, you know, they could have been burnt out by the time when they played Notre Dame. And so now then I look at it that, you know, Duke can actually, you know, come together,
mm-hmm.
and make it to the championship game.
Yeah, no, so do I. And plus they got one of the probably the best coaches in college basketball history on their side, Coach
the
K.
The best coach.
Yeah. So.
So you have.
I have Duke, Arizona.
All right, so you want to break that down for us?
Yeah, so again, Arizona likes to run, likes to play, you know, likes to play just fast. And I feel like Duke likes to give it to Jahlil Okafor in the post, slow things down, and, you know, play their type of game. So it's going to be interesting to see who controls the tempo at first. But I'm going to go upset Arizona, national champions.
Here's the little thing.
What?
The one seeds.
Arizona national champions.
Oh. The one seeds have won the last 7 of the past 8 meetings.
History is meant to be broken. That's all I got.
You just
say.
Said history was with you earlier with UCL.
We contradict my. I contradict myself, but to
right,
prove my
DB,
point,
I'm done. Break down the Kentucky Duke.
So Duke, they like to slow things down.
Yeah.
And they can get out and run. I can see they can run, but Kentucky, they can run. They can slow it down. And they have a second starting five that can do the same thing and outlast that entire team. I feel like that's why they've been able to become undefeated throughout this entire season, because they can outlast everybody and still play their own game.
Yeah. That's a really good point. And I think that you're right. I mean, I think that Kentucky, they just have that huge depth. But I just don't want to see him winning. So I just have West Virginia taking that upset. And then I got Notre Dame Duke in my final. And I got Duke beating Notre Dame.
Wow.
This is.
And Duke.
So we have three different champions.
Yeah,
yes.
This is what makes Ball's life.
Yes.
Only on
right
radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah. Shout out.
But so that's what we got here. We're going to be coming back in a few minutes and break down our final segment, which will be talking about NBA games tonight and the little playoff. We'll see how much time we have. So, again, I'm your host, DJ Roughhouse, with DJ Smoove, DJ DV, and DJ Maggie Mags. We'll be right back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Trouble. I know.
in your heart she will. In your heart she will.
All right, welcome back to Ball is Life again on radio.dominican.edu. I'm your host, DJ Roughhouse, with DJ Smooth, DJ DV, and the girl of many different DJ names, DJ Mags, whatever.
DJ Mags, whatever.
Hey, DJ Mags, whatever.
Shout out.
Shout
you got
out.
Anything to say?
All right.
Okay, good. We don't have time for that right now.
All right, so let's jump right into it. NBA games tonight, Joe.
The one I'm looking at?
Lakers, Timberwolves?
No.
Let's start there.
No.
Let's
not start there.
Rockets, Pelicans?
No. I'm actually looking at this Cleveland-Memphis game here.
I am looking at that, too.
That is, that's going to be a good game. That could be a potential NBA Finals right there.
That could be. That's a good –
I just want to see how this young Memphis team can – not so young, but, you know,
mature.
This inexperienced team can go against a veteran-led team like the Cavs are with LeBron leading them.
What I'm looking at is that Thunder Spurs.
That's going to be an important one for OKC.
That's a West right
there.
It's
going
to be
an important win. If they can pull that win off, it's going to be really, really good. But also, I'm looking at Portland Blazers.
Against the Jazz?
I mean, yeah.
Portland
Blazers versus the Jazz. And then
Bulls Raptors? You know, the Raptors are 0-3 against the Bulls this season?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bulls are getting their quote unquote star back.
Yeah, actually,
in the next couple weeks.
Who, Michael Jordan?
That'd actually help him out a lot. No. I was thinking about Derrick Rose, though.
Oh, yeah, no. Roughhouse, your Rockets got a tough matchup against Anthony Davis and the Pelicans.
But
I'm not too worried about it.
They have Dwight Howard coming back on restricted minutes.
Yeah, Howard said he doesn't want to play like consecutive games
something. He missed 26 games. Was it a back injury?
His knees.
His
knees.
Was it?
Yes.
He's had so many injuries, man. I don't know why
he's had so many injuries since.
I'm pretty sure it was his knees.
He's back.
It was
back.
His shoulder in Los Angeles. It was his ego in Orlando. Oh. What was it going to be, bro? What else is it going to be next?
We know where you're upset with.
I'm very upset. Yeah, let's not. We don't have time to get into that. But
yeah, I think we did.
No. Also, there's a lot of games.
Maybe Hawks Magic.
Yeah, Sacramento plays Phoenix. That should be a exciting one.
Yeah, I think that one's on NBA.
Clippers are smacking the Knicks right now.
I feel like that's going to be an exciting game. It's going to turn into an exciting game. Clippers and Knicks.
No, it's over.
Wanna know why?
Celtics?
Lots of windmills.
Oh, that is true.
Lots of windmills.
I might watch the Lakers Timberwolves. See how Jordan Clarkson for the Los Angeles Lakers. He's been having some good games.
Up and coming?
Up and coming. But also Andrew Wiggins, see how he...
Should we take a look at the standings?
Yeah, let's look at those standings.
Cleveland clinched. Chicago clinched. Atlanta clinched. And Memphis and Golden State have clinched on the West.
I'm still looking at the eighth spot for the West because
it's a toss-up. It's really wide open. Even though Phoenix is three games, like, you're three games back from the eighth seed,
mm-hmm.
and there's what, like, 10 games left in this, or not 10, it's still April.
There's like 12.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's like, 12, 15 max, I want to say.
Yeah, Phoenix is making a run right now.
So OKC, if they kind of dole down, and Phoenix or New Orleans, if they step their game up, mm-hmm. which isn't going to happen tonight for New Orleans, because, you know, James Harden's about to start cooking out there.
Yeah. I mean, that's a little biased. Stir the pot.
He's dropping 40.
Speaking of which, he had a really, like, it was great defense by the defender. Like, he stayed in front of him. James Harden switched directions probably four or five times. And
nothing they could do.
Nothing stopped James Harden.
Yeah.
Step back, jumper.
In the
nothing
face.
But net.
True.
It was crazy.
It was nice.
No, he's like he's probably the best offensive player in the league right now.
Yeah, he's the best offensive player. Hands down.
There was
a
survey.
He doesn't work on defense.
ESPN put out a survey. Who is the hardest player to guard in NBA? And then they said that number one was, in fact, James Harden. And then number two, anybody want to take a guess who number two was?
Kobe.
LeBron.
Nope.
Anthony.
Kyrie Irving.
Nope.
Steph Curry.
Think about it. Number two, besides James Harden.
I'm going Kobe, LeBron, or Steph, or what? Kevin Durant. Russell Westbrook.
Thank you. Russell Westbrook. Guess who number three was?
I'm tired of guessing.
LeBron. And then number four was Curry. But, I mean, just the fact that they have James Harden so high up on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was 26% out of, I think, Russell Westbrook was 24, true, something like that. But, I mean, Harden's just so nice.
Uh-huh.
He's just playing at such a high level because he's carrying the team. I mean, there's nobody else out there.
Question is, though, in the West, how far can OKC, if they do make the playoffs, how far can they go without Ibaka and possibly without Durant?
I want to see OKC Golden State play.
That would be exciting, but Durant's going to be out.
I don't think that they need Durant.
Really?
I think Westbrook could single-handedly defeat Golden State.
Wow. I don't think so.
Wow. Yes, he can.
No.
If Russell Westbrook
guards, they're
lucky
to get two games.
If Westbrook shuts down Steph two. Curry,
that's
it's
not
going to
happen. Okay,
I think he can.
Say he shuts down Steph Curry. What are they going to do about Klay Thompson?
What are they going to do about Draymond Green?
What are they going to do about Harrison Barnes?
Westbrook's going to score enough points.
What are they
going to
do about Andre Iguodala? What are they going to do about
Golden State? He's just loaded.
What are they going to do? Hear me out. Westbrook's going to average a triple-double seven games, and they're going to take it in seven. And then Durant's going to come back.
Okay, he does get 40
bold
points,
prediction.
10 rebounds, 10 assists.
That's Georgia State
say
upset
he does
right
that.
There.
He's only responsible. That's 60 points.
Hold on. Let's write this day down. It is March 25th, Wednesday 2015.
No, seriously. 456. Listen to this. Say he does average a triple-double, gets 30 points, 10 assists, right? Averages every game. He's only responsible for 40 to 60 points.
Yeah.
Golden State's going to be scoring 110. Who's going to make up for the other 50?
Yeah, true.
Ibaka and Perkins.
Ibaka.
You just said without Ibaka.
No,
without Durant.
No, they're both possibly out for the year.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, no way that they're winning.
Even if they had.
They need people who can get rebounds.
Well, they got Dion Waiters. They got
okay,
Anthony Morrow.
Okay.
All right, we're done with that.
Okay.
All right. All right. Let's do 2 and 7. Memphis, Dallas.
Well, that's right now.
Yeah. All right. We'll roll.
It's probably
going
to be a lock like this, unless.
Yeah, it's probably going to get locked.
So Memphis, Dallas. I got Memphis in 6. Actually, possibly 7.
I got Memphis in 5.
Are you guys seeing what I'm seeing right now? It says Portland's 13 games back, and they're in 4th. And the Clippers are 12 games back, and they're in 5th.
Yeah.
Do you guys see
that? But yeah.
How does that work?
Oh, yeah.
How does that work?
Because one team has played more
games. Oh, they play more games than them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Portland's played 2 games less.
True.
All right, redact that statement.
But, yeah.
All right, what's the best round 1 matchup that you have in the East?
East?
Cleveland-Miami. Cleveland-Miami. That's going to be great. Because I think Cleveland is 1-2 against Miami this season, and LeBron's gonna be going back and forth, lots of boos, maybe even claps. Mm. I don't know, because brought 2 championships to Miami. You can't be mad at that.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're running short on time right now, so give me your winners from the who's gonna be in the finals, DV.
Realistically.
Cleveland Warriors?
Well, obviously realistic.
Well, I mean, if we say Cleveland, then I'm going to be like, all right, whatever, because I'm a LeBron fan. But
who cares?
I would go, it's either going to be Warriors and Cavaliers or Rockets Cavaliers.
I like that. I like that a lot.
You just like it because it's the Rockets.
Oh, yeah, 100%. All right, Joe, or Smooth.
For sure, Cleveland's coming out of the East. But here are my bold prediction.
I can see Washington, bro.
I like Washington.
No.
But Cleveland's coming out of the East, and my bold prediction out of the West, Portland Trailblazers.
I thought you were going to say Lakers.
Wait, but the Charlotte Hornets are a half game back of that 8th seed.
That's not happening.
I really like the Charlotte Hornets.
It's going to be coming out of the East?
If they make the playoffs as a team. They got to make the playoffs.
No
easy
way they can beat Atlanta.
Easy win for the Hawks. Easy.
So yeah, how about you, Rough House, before we leave?
Okay, last one. I'm going to say
Rockets.
Oh, man. You make me not want to say Rockets.
Rockets.
Being bold?
Yeah, be bold.
Be bold.
Yeah. Oh, I took Portland.
Atlanta Clippers.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a really bold.
Whoa.
That's coming. That's the finals right there.
Wow.
Clippers in 4.
Oh my god.
Clippers in 4.
It's gonna be like me.
Be realistic.
Okay, realistically, Golden State. The Golden State or Houston? I want to go with what you say. And then Atlanta or Cleveland. I mean, the East is just so weak.
We'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, we will. And that actually wraps it up for us. Again, this is Ball is Life. I'm your host, DJ Roughhouse. I got DJ Smoove, DJ DV.
I do it.
And DJ Magdaddy. Magdaddy Flex. I don't know. We're just switching
we're
up.
Making out
it
names.
It doesn't matter.
Funkmaster Flex.
There it is. All right. So, again, you're listening to Penguin Radio only on radio.dominican.edu. We'll see you guys here next week.